This podcast was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Podcast Network.
Welcome to Dish It With Dawn with your host, Dawn Marie Mutel, the fashion mistress who will help take the mystery out of fashion, beauty, marketing, and growing your online business for those heart-centered entrepreneur women over 40. We help you whether you're presenting live on stage, on TV, or on a live webinar. I'll help you look and feel your best, gain more confidence, and grow your business online.
Hello, my lovely dishers. It's Dawn Marie Mutel, the fashion mistress, taking the mystery out of fashion for those heart-centered entrepreneur women over a certain age and for anyone who just wants to look great and get some motivation. Today, we're going to talk about something that's a real drag, it's a real bummer, and it's a real pain part of our business, but that is about tax time. Yes, tax time is approaching. And I just want to share something that I do for myself that I don't know if you do for your business, but even if it's just for your personal taxes, something I've been doing for many, many, many moons is I get stuck with a lot of receipts. Like I just did a whole house renovation. So I have a whole bunch of receipts that I have to get organized. And so basically I start off by keeping them by the store, because I don't know if you do this, but I like to keep all the stores in one stack, because if I have exchanges to make, I can just go through that stack very quickly to find it. Otherwise, if you have all of them stuck together, it's a real pain in the neck to go through every single one, right? The other thing I try to do is I put them in date order so that the most recent one is up at the top. I clip them with a binder clip, but what I have to do now that I want to share with you is one of my systems that I use is that since they are made on thermal paper, which means the ink will disappear very soon. I don't know why in 2024, companies are still giving us thermal paper ink that will disappear. It's like, remember the magic ink pen? So the thing I started to do was to tape them all on sheets of paper. So I just take some printer paper, 8.5 by 11, and then I stack them and I tape them down. Once I have them taped down, I have them once again, they're in month order and also by day order. And then I photocopied it on the photocopy machine, because once you photograph it, then it's not going to disappear on you. So God forbid you ever get audited or you have to show them receipts for something and it's years later, when you go to those pages, they're going to be empty. It's going to be MIA. It's going to be gone. And you're going to be like, oh my God, where's my receipt information? So this is a real great way to keep everything intact. I keep the original and I staple the copy on top of it. And then I know, you know, plug them into my spreadsheets or what have you, and then I know what got spent where. But I'm telling you, this is a little bit of a longer process, but in the end, it's going to really amaze you how much time you've saved when it comes time to doing your taxes, right? So start doing it this year so that when you come to tax season next year, you're going to be like so much further down the line. The other thing I like to do is I do keep these in envelopes while I'm working with them. So basically, you know, this renovation took me about a year to do. So now I'm putting everything in order. I do this for like all the different categories. So now you break it down a little further so that you have like all your office supplies and the office equipment and any kind of meals and entertainment that you might have done with clients in that one area. As a realtor, what you have to do is we keep a little notebook. It's a mileage report, right? So you can just put your mileage in when you go with client to client, showing them around so that you know how much your mileage you've spent so that you could submit that as well. Because, you know, you don't want to leave money on the table if these are the expenses that you can get reimbursed for or not reimbursed for, but, you know, you can have them deducted from your Schedule C and things like that, so that these things add up very quickly. I mean, when I first started doing makeup or the for the bridal industry that I was doing, I mean, that first year, I think I spent like 14 grand on makeup, my airbrush machines, the airbrush makeup is very different than regular makeup. It costs a lot more. It goes a lot further, but it is very expensive. And since we're dealing with all different kinds of skin temperatures and skin tones, you have to go with a whole bunch of different colors. It's not just for me, right? So I have to go for all the clients that I'm going to be dealing with. Some clients, you wind up using two or three colors on their skin tone to make everything blend in well. It got very expensive, plus classes and this and that. And I had no idea that I spent that much until I went through my taxes for the year that I had to file for it. And I was blown away thinking, oh my God, I just spent $14,000. So businesses cost money, and keeping it running. And even when you're just going to buy supplies, about $40 for a case of paper, which is a great deal now, because now when you buy one ream of paper, it's $78 for one ream, right? So if you get a case of 24 and you use a lot of photocopying, then that's great. But you have to look for those sales. I used to use Quill as one of my office suppliers. They were great. I don't know how good they are now compared to some of the other things we have out there today. But back in the day, we had Office Max, we had Staples, and we didn't have Amazon at the time. So I think, you know, the more you order, the cheaper the item got, which was great. So with a lot of the corporations I worked for, that's who I would use to save them money. So you want to do it by category. You want to keep them by month. It's really going to be easier for you for so many different reasons, because, you know, if you just go and you're doing your spreadsheet for January, you could put in all your numbers for January, put all your numbers for February, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a little simple tip that I've used for decades now, and I call it the DM method, because it is something that it's important. If you don't do it yourself and you're giving it to somebody else to handle it for you, have them use this system as well. You might be familiar with it if you've had to submit expense reports in the past. Companies you might have worked might have had you do that. Nowadays, they were doing stuff with an app for this company I recently worked with, where I would just take a picture of it and then upload it to the app that they used for their credit card system, and that was it. And they didn't really need the receipts. But I like to keep receipts. I find it's very important to keep everything in order, keep everything in a file for that year so that they don't get mixed up with different years, because you may go for a mortgage or something one day and they say, oh, I need the last 4 years of taxes. And then you could just pull each year and make a copy, and it's that much easier rather than they're all shoved in together and then you don't know where anything is, right? And having those little file boxes, you know, they're like plastic. They have a handle. Those are great for like 1 year at a time. If you have a lot of purchases, you have a lot of paperwork, keep them contained for 1 year in there. And that's what I've used in the past. And that is it. I mean, it's really simple when you start doing it, but it becomes a habit. It's one of those things that you're going to create a habit out of it so that it doesn't get piled up. And this is, like I said, this is just IKEA stuff. I love going to IKEA. I've saved a lot of money. I don't buy all furniture from there because some of the furniture was crap. I tried a couple chairs out and I was like, these are going back, because as soon as somebody sits on them, they're going to break. But I bought couches that have been fine. I've had one couch, a love seat that I wore from them back in 2007. And it's 2024 and it's still great. And the only thing, I bought some extra, I like couches with that have zip upholstery covers on them so that you can take them off and wash them. Mine are white, and with white, you know, you want to keep them as clean as possible. And this is a great way. You just take them out, take the pillow out, throw them in the wash, you put the bleach in there. They come out nice and clean. And I just don't put them in the dryer because that can shrink the cotton. Just let them air dry. And then I put the pillows back in and they look amazing. It's just a sidebar for anybody who likes to shop at IKEA. But I recently bought the couch to match the love seat because I bought it for the house in Michigan, which I'm now moving into the house in Florida. So anyway, that's all I'm leaving you with today. And I hope you get through your tax season without getting too stressed out. And I hope if you can hire somebody to help you, even if it's taking your child and say, okay, honey, let's play a game. This is my sister would do to my sister Debbie. Would do for me when she worked the place that she had me doing a lot of paperwork and stuff. Let them help you. Let them sort and organize, you know, just show them what you got to do and put like little post-it notes down on the floor so that they could see. They're old enough to read and understand. That's great. But if it's just like a store and you see the name, then you just tell them anything that has this name, put it over here. And then you'll know. And then you can organize it from there. But it's always great to have an extra set of hands, especially with this kind of stuff, because it gets to be a little bit tiresome, putting it mildly. So that's it. And I hope that you are joining us over at the Facebook group. If not, please go over to facebook.com/groups/dishitwithdawn and sign up. I would love to meet you and tell me where you're from. And I'm in there like once a week. If you have any questions about different topics, whether it's organization or motivation, or if it's something about style and image, please, you know, just give me a shout and I'll be happy to help you if I can. And if not, I will point you in the direction where you might be able to get the answers. And remember to dish it out well and dish it out good, and make sure you're looking damn good when you do. Until the next time, ciao for now.
We'd love it if you talk to your friends about the show and hit the subscribe so that you don't miss out on any future episodes.